Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over picking an enhancer to sell to your pool service customers, and I'll also talk about the crossover of these different chlorine enhancers, and you have to make the choice, basically, of which one you prefer to sell to your clients, and I suggest sticking with one, or maybe using a multiple of a variety of them if you wanted to, but I think sticking with one usually works out the best on your route. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partners since 1963, providing quality products and services to make pool care easy and solutions and expertise to do it right. And I'm a big fan of the chlorine enhancers, and I'll tell you that I'm kind of an old-school guy, so I was doing pools in the era where we didn't really believe in phosphates, and the main thing we used was the sodium bromide, the yellowtrene, to treat algae in the pool. Also, if we wanted to do anything to prevent algae, we would use a maintenance dose of the sodium bromide in the pool, and that was probably the extent of any kind of enhancer that I would use in the past. But nowadays, with the different chlorine enhancers that are available on the market, you would really be, I don't know, foolhardy, I guess would be a word, not to actually use an enhancer on your pool route to make the chlorine more effective. And for a number of reasons. One is that you don't want to overuse the trichlor tablets. It's the mainstay of the industry to keep the pool with some kind of chlorine level week to week if it's not a saltwater pool. The drawback with the trichlor tablets is that if you overuse them, you're going to raise the cyanuric acid level in the pool. For example, if you have a 20,000-gallon pool on your route and you start out with no cyanuric acid in the water at all, but you used a 50-pound bucket of tablets during the season, you would effectively raise that pool's cyanuric acid level to 150 parts per million just by using tablets in there without adding any cyanuric acid through the skimmer. And so, therefore, a 50-pound bucket of tablets has by weight about 25 pounds of cyanuric acid in it, or conditioner. So you definitely would over condition or add too much stabilizer to a pool if you overuse the trichlor tablets. Another reason why you would want to look at these enhancers is that they actually work in allowing the chlorine to be more effective. The chlorine is normally fighting microalgae in a lot of pools, or it's being used up by the bather load, or it's ineffective because of the high cyanuric acid level in a lot of service accounts. So you have this combination of factors that make the chlorine less effective. High cyanuric acid, pool use, and also the fact that the chlorine is fighting microalgae that you can't see but is in the pool. So these enhancers do a number of things. The first enhancer, and the one that I really like the most and that I recommend and I use on my route, are adding borates to a pool to bring it to about, manufacturers now recommend about 35 to 40 parts per million. You could bring it up to 50 parts per million, but I don't think it makes much of a difference. I have it at my pool right now, and I'm testing different levels in my pool. Right now I have it at almost 30 parts per million. I think it's around 28. I'm testing with the borate disc on my spin touch, so I'm getting an accurate reading. So I'm seeing exactly what the effective borate level is in a pool. And in my case, I let my pool zero out with chlorine for 2 weeks this season at the beginning to see how that level of 28 parts per million, or roughly 30 parts per million of borates, how it controlled that algae. So after about 5 days, I started getting a little bit of algae on my step area. There was one spot in the deep end of the pool. Other than that, there was nothing. And then about the 7th or 8th day, the pool started getting cloudy, and that's when I added chlorine. I turned my saltwater generator back on and started producing chlorine again. So about a week without chlorine, it started getting cloudy, which is not bad, and a little bit of algae on the step area. To me, I think that's pretty amazing. Normally, a pool with no chlorine would bloom, and it would just look really bad. So that's the extreme of the using a pool with borates, not adding any chlorine at all for a week, and kind of the results of it. But with chlorine in the pool, of course, the borates are really effective in enhancing it, because the borates themselves are what they call a natural algistat, which means that it prevents algae from forming. Now, the borate is not an EPA-registered algicide. This takes a lot of effort to get it EPA-registered. However, one of the side effects of having the borates in the water is that it prevents algae from actually forming and growing. And so when I left my pool with no chlorine for a week, the algae, even without any chlorine, had a tough time forming because of the borate in the water. Of course, it reaches a critical mass at some point, and it did start forming. So the borate level of 30 to 50 parts per million, I guess you would say, is a good baseline to prevent algae growth in the pool. And with the free chlorine level in the pool of 3 parts per million, I can almost guarantee you, unless something odd is happening with the filtration or with the water itself, you're not going to get any algae forming in the pool if you maintain a good chlorine level with the borates in there. Other benefits of the borates, of course, is the sparkle that it adds to the water. In fact, when you add the borates to the pool, you're going to see the sparkle almost instantly happen in the water. And it also softens the water to some extent. And another side effect of the borates, which I really like with a saltwater pool, is that it's a pH buffer. And so your pH will stay very stable. I track my pH usually on a daily basis, every 2 days or so in my pool, because it's pretty much my test pool. And with the borates in there, my pH this week has been 7.6. Then I added a little bit of acid to the pool, brought it down to 7.5. And basically all week long, it's been at 7.5, 7.6. It got as high as 7.7 at one point last week, but then I brought it down a little bit. So in a saltwater pool, to have your pH staying below 8 is pretty amazing. And in my case, with the borates in the pool, my pH hasn't gone over 7.8. Typically in a week, I add a little bit of acid sometimes during the week. Sometimes I don't add any acid during the week just to see how high it gets. And it typically will flatten out about 7.8. And it may get to 8.0 if I don't add acid for a couple weeks. And this is a 14,000 gallon pool, so it's a plaster pool also. So there is an acid demand. But the borates plus the alkalinity, I keep my alkalinity a little bit higher to keep the pH buffered. So my alkalinity is about 120 in my pool, and the borates in there. And both this translates to the pH staying very stable in my saltwater pool. The next enhancer that I recommend is the PoolRx. This is a really easy thing to sell to your customers. You can sell it as an annual algicide. And the PoolRx in the pump basket with a free chlorine level of 3 parts per million, and sometimes even less, you can even go to 2 parts per million, algae will not form, because by the nature of the PoolRx unit, it's a chelated copper, and basically, if you know anything about copper, algae won't form in a pool. I use the PoolRx in about 20% of my accounts. Typically, it's the more problem accounts that I use it in, but you could definitely use it in your standard account. It doesn't have any trouble. But if you have accounts that get a lot of algae, you're having trouble maintaining the chlorine level in, try a PoolRx unit in there. I have a podcast dedicated to PoolRx. I have some recorded with Fred, who is the Vice President of Marketing for PoolRx. And so you can refer to those podcasts to learn more about the PoolRx. There's some cautions involved with the PoolRx, and you can listen to those podcasts and learn more about that. In this one here, I'm just giving you a rundown of the different enhancers that I like. With the PoolRx, there's also competitors that make similar products. You have the Frog, and you have the Zodiac Nature 2. All of these are similar. They use the element, the copper element. You also have Remington Solar, the ionizer that they sell also, and all of these kind of use the same concept. All of them introduce the copper element into the water in some form, and all of them suspend the copper, except for the ionizers, where they want you to maintain a copper level of 0.2 or lower. However, unless you have some kind of pre-existing metal problem, typically there's no metal staining in the pool by using one of these devices. And the really nice thing about the PoolRx is that it actually will eliminate all the microalgae in your pool. thereby freeing up the chlorine to work more effectively. The microalgae you can't really see. When you have algae in your pool, you probably have a lot of algae that you can't see also present. So the Pool-Rex will actually kill that, and this will also allow the chlorine to be more effective. You'll notice with the Pool-Rex in the pool that if you had a pool that wasn't holding chlorine, the following week it's going to be holding chlorine fine. And then you're going to also turn down your saltwater generator because it's going to be producing too much chlorine. And you're going to add less tablets to the pool because the chlorine will be more effective with this in the pool. And then, of course, the last enhancer is a combination of phosphate removers and enzymes. And a lot of pool stores were actually selling this to the customers. And a lot of people thought they were upselling product by selling them a blended formula of phosphate remover and enzyme. But in reality, it actually works effectively. Whether they knew it or not, it's actually a really effective formula to enhance the chlorine, because the phosphate remover will remove any food for the algae, and also with the enzymes in conjunction with the phosphate remover, the enzymes are breaking down oils and other contaminants that's freeing up the chlorine to be more effective. And so you have this 1-2 punch of the phosphate removers removing the phosphates in the water, which is the algae's food source, and then you have the enzymes breaking down oils and other contaminants that are in the water that's causing the free chlorine to be used up. And so this 1-2 punch is really powerful and effective in making the chlorine last longer in the pool and not be used up, either fighting microalgae or fighting algae or fighting these contaminants like oils and other contaminants that may be in the water. So with the enzyme and the phosphate together, this is a great combo as an enhancer. I don't know if you want to look at the cost of each one of these separately on your route. If you're going to do the borates, it's kind of a one-time deal with a maintenance dose maybe the following season. You can add the borates in various ways. One way is with the 20 mutein borax, which will raise your pH. You can use boric acid, which has a pH in the 4 range. And so using that, you don't need to actually add acids to the pool to bring up the pH because it's pretty low already in the product. Or you can use a blended product from a manufacturer. I like the BioGuard Optimizer. This is already blended. It's more of a boric acid than a 20-team mutein borax. And so this is a great way to add the borates to the pool. Cost-wise, it's a little expensive compared to other enhancers, but again, it's a one-time thing. With the Pool-Rex, you can get the unit from anywhere, depending on the size, from $50 to $60, roughly around there. And then that Pool-Rex unit will last the whole season. And if you need a booster, you can add that. The booster is pretty inexpensive to add. And so if you sell that to all your customers, it'll be a one-time charge at the beginning of the season. And then if you use phosphate and enzymes, of course, you're going to be using that as a maintenance dose throughout the whole season. You may need to do the whole treatment in some cases with both of those, but you will add a few ounces of those each week at the pool, and so you have to add that cost of the actual product for the enzyme and phosphate remover. And of course, if you charge a good rate for your service, that should be absorbed in your service rate. And so looking at the cost, I think borates would probably be the more affordable, even though it's a one-time hit at the beginning. You don't have to add it, again, because it doesn't evaporate out of the pool. You may just need to add a maintenance dose. The Pool-Rex would be a good seasonal charge for a customer, and you would just add it every season. And then the enzymes and phosphates, you would probably absorb the cost with your monthly service rate. So depending on how you have your business set up, any of these three would work effectively. And I think using one would definitely help your business model, because you won't be spending 10 or 15 minutes brushing algae out of the pool. You're not going to get customers calling you with problems with algae, and you're going to have everything run a lot smoother, and the chlorine's going to be a lot more effective without overusing the Tricor tablets. So it's a win-win with these enhancers, and I think pick one, stick with it, or maybe use a multiple on your route. I use a multiple to test products, so I'm using the phosphate and enzymes in some pools, borates and others, and the Pool-Rex in some other pools. And I find all of them work really well depending on the customer and what their expectations are as far as cost. But definitely these enhancers do help you on your pool route. And if you go to my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, I have web pages covering the use of borates, the Pool-Rex, and also phosphate and enzymes. You can check that out on my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. And if you want to enhance your business or you're starting out, definitely check out my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. A lot of great benefits there, including the ability to call me and text me in real time, and plus a lot of discounts on your insurance, as well as other products. So check that out at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week. God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.